Praise be Jesus and Mary. So for this morning's gospel, we read from the beginning of St. Matthew's gospel, the genealogy of Jesus Christ. And St. Peter Damian, doctor of the church, says that in this, St. Matthew is imitating Moses. Right? Moses wrote the first book, the first five books of the Bible. Here Matthew writes the first book of the New Testament, the first gospel. Moses, having as his goal the description of the beginning formation of the world, and Matthew describing the formation of the new world, which is the church. Our Lord said, "Behold, I have made all things new," and he does this in the church. Adam, being the father of mortal life, and Jesus Christ being the father of immortal life for all of the faithful. And so here we have Saint Matthew, who is writing specifically to the Jews. He wants to demonstrate that our Lord is fulfilling the Old Testament, all of the types, all of the symbols, all of the prophecies. And most importantly, he mentions the Son of David. That's how he begins. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the Son of David. Because this is what the Jews had in mind with regard to the Messiah, that he was going to be Son of David. This is why they cry out, "Hosanna, Son of David." That title refers to the Messiah. And so St. Matthew begins and points out right away, Jesus Christ, Son of David. All right, he is the Messiah. He is the one in whom we put our faith, we put our hope of salvation. And he is the one that has fulfilled the prophecies, as St. Matthew explains. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.